Today's news is a circus. Luckily, you've got Steve as your ringmaster. Here's Steve.
All right, welcome back to it. You know, it's not just that the Democrats are battling over, you know, moral issues and, you know, issues of culture. They're battling over constitutional issues as well. And I don't see how they can get there. The national popular vote being one example that I believe is unconstitutional, would subvert the Constitution. There are ways to change the Constitution. It's called an amendment. It's a slow and onerous process that requires three quarters of the states to agree. That's why it is there, so that other states don't get run over by the whims of their neighbors. And you've got the Supreme Court packing idea that has returned to the forefront, even though it's been set at nine members for well over a century. Byron Henry here, Dallas-Fort Worth attorney, regular contributor to the program, constitutional scholar. Byron, welcome to the conversation.
Good to be with you.
So court packing, these ideas that, you know, this is the one that's gained the most steam. The Democrats will pick five and the Republicans will pick five, and then those 10 will come together to pick the other five. First of all, I don't see where that's in the Constitution anywhere. And then there's the whole idea of term limits for Supreme Court justices, also unconstitutional because it's laid out that they have terms for life, because the whole idea was for the court to be steady and not changing, because the other idea put forth, well, each president, each term, you can pick three. Well, heck, if you're elected twice, you'd pick six Supreme Court nominees, and that would change this country radically in short order. So none of these things make sense. Your thoughts?
Well, there's two ways, you know, to look at this. One's the legal and one's the political. You know that most of this is political when it's the Democratic candidates for president saying that if their president called for this, and this is the Constitution, has nothing to do with. There's only two ways to amend the Constitution, and you alluded to it. You have to get two-thirds vote in the House and Senate. Well, Representative O'Rourke is in the House. He's not proposed anything, and the other ones are in the most of the other ones are in the Senate, but they haven't proposed anything. Then it goes to the states for three quarters. 38 states have to ratify the proposed amendment. The president doesn't sign anything. The president doesn't have any other than talking about it. It has nothing to do with the process. Of course, the other way is two-thirds of the state call for amendment of the Constitution through a division of the states. So this is one of those few things that the president literally has nothing to do with in the Constitution, and they're saying, if I'm president, this is what I'm going to do. So they either don't understand it, or they're just talking to them because they're unhappy.
Well, I think the Byron, I think the take a couple of steps. Your phone's a little rough today, but the other thing is this, that I think that they may or may not understand it, but I can guarantee you this. Too many Americans don't understand the Constitution. They make claims because, well, this and that's in the Constitution. Have you ever actually read the Constitution? Because, no, you're wrong about that. I mean, they make outlandish claims. They read it on Facebook, so therefore it must be true. And there's your challenge, is that these candidates can say all of these things because generally the people they're talking to have no idea.
That's right. Of course, as you mentioned, the justices have been set at nine for over a century, and the idea that you just need, I mean, if you're going to do it, leave it at nine and do three, three, and three. And then what do you do with that? I mean, you can't, you're going to impeach them all and start over. How do you, even if the Constitution gets amended, what happens if they're all in the court? Do you go 9 to 15?
Well, and the other part of this, that no question, Byron, that if Merrick Garland had been put on the court or Hillary Clinton had won election and it was now a 6-3 liberal court, you wouldn't be having any of these conversations. The only reason this is happening, Donald Trump's right about this. They're trying to catch up. They lost. It's the first time in 80 years. It's the first time in 80 years that there's a conservative bent to the court. And it's not even that conservative. We've seen, you know, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh split on decisions already. It's not like they're one, you know, monolith. It doesn't work that way, you know. And so, again, if the Democrats had won, we wouldn't be having this conversation. If the Democrats had won, we wouldn't be having the conversation about a national popular vote, which, by the way, if you take California out of the mix, Donald Trump did win the popular vote by 600,000 votes nationally, all except for California, where Hillary Clinton got more than 61% of the vote. And so if you want California to choose the president for the rest of our lives, then go for the national popular vote. Otherwise, keep it the way it is.
Right. And that would take, of course, these statewide ballot initiatives to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, change to where the electors don't go to the person that wins the state. All of those things are constitutionally problematic and require an amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah, no question. All right, Byron, we got to leave it there today.
We're going to pass state.
Yeah, we got to leave it right there today. Just a couple of challenges. Your phone's having some trouble there with us, so we're just going to we'll continue this conversation in the near future. Byron Henley, a Dallas-Fort Worth attorney and constitutional scholar, good contributor to the program here, and we greatly appreciate all that he does. Just a little trouble with the cell service today, and you'll have that. But again, you look at this, it's an attack on all of the institutions of the United States. It's get rid of the Electoral College, pack the Supreme Court, lower the voting age to 16. All of these things are designed to rig the elections. It's not for the betterment of the country. It's for the betterment of the Democrat Party. That's what that is. It's for the betterment of the Democrat Party, period. It's not for the betterment of you. It's not for your best interest or the best interest of the country, period. And, you know, there's just no question about that. Let's see here. You can start building Michigan's future and yours today. Look outside. The snow's melting. With MichiganConstruction.com, it's time to get rolling. Right now, there are great companies and a lot of great jobs. In fact, 9,000 or more open today. And they're looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from, say, $15 an hour, but it can go to $30, $35 an hour, maybe more. It just depends on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on MichiganConstruction.com. You can also click on the sexiest job of the week. And remember, there are great training programs available as well. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on the MichiganConstruction.com banner. I'm telling you, it is time to get rolling with Michigan Construction, because right now those companies are hiring. With the snow melting and the frost laws about to come off sometime soon, it means the big trucks will be rolling. You could be driving one of them. You could be working there. And again, you could be building your future right along with Michigan. And I think it's cool. You drive along and say, hey, kids, I built that. And you point and say, I built that. I helped build that thing. So go to SteveGruber.com and you can get rolling today. It's 25 after. Ahead on the program, Ryan Morrow, the director of the Clarion Intelligence Network, will be here. Sit tight.